Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are now recording. So, the rule for the fi'l madi is what? Mabni ala al-fath. Al-fi'l al-madi, mabni ala al-fath. So, fi'l al-madi is what? What's the grammar rule for fi'l al-madi? Mabni ala al-fath. What's the meaning of fi'l al-madi? In English, what is it? No, that's the grammar rule. But what's the translation of فعل ماضي?
Go to the corner table.
Past tense? Okay. So, what is the rule for فعل ماضي?
Irfan and I can't pronounce your name. Okay, outside.
She wants to show you some stuff that you did in your homework. So you're getting outside? Do they need the today's homework with them?
I'm
going to
get
assignment. Okay. So مبني على الفتح. الفعل الماضي مبني على الفتح. Repeat after me. الفعل الماضي مبني على الفتح. Or مبني على الفتحة. It doesn't matter. الفعل الماضي مبني على الفتح. So that's the grammar rule. The grammar rule for فعل ماضي, which is the question that you had. The grammar rule. Is it the did you print out of the homework?
Right here.
It's the first question. Yes, it's the first question. It says grammar rule of the past tense. You got it? So the grammar rule, الفعل الماضي, مبني على الفتح. Okay. So this examples is, let's do examples. لعبة. لعبة. Can I say لعب? No.
No.
Can I say لعب?
No.
لعب?
Yes.
Yes.
Can I get water?
No. Tell you why. Because you're supposed to get water even either after or before. So water, not now. So example, لعب. Okay. Another example is درس. لعب means played. So another example is da, ra, sa. So when I give you the word darasa, and I ask you to do haraka at the very last letter.
But what about 8?
Huh?
What about 8? Past tense.
8, yeah. Akala. So you can use Arabic dictionary, by the way, in the online and Google translators. Yeah, there's tons of them.
I mean, it doesn't translate
really bad.
Yeah, because it'll tell you the meaning of it, but then
it
don't show the
how it gets. It says the translation. That's what you need, right? Or you can just use a regular Arabic dictionary from the from online. Just type Arabic English dictionary. Da, ra, sa. Got that? Well, okay. So, what are the things that you, the one that you wanted to know the meaning for?
Eight.
Akala. So, a, ka, la. So, a, ka, la. Okay? Do you understand? Is there a situation where the past tense or the fi'l al-madi could be other than fatha? No way, right? So this is akala darasa. Akala is eight. Akala is eight. Akala is eight. The past tense of eat is eight. Got it? All right. Now let's move forward to the grammar rule. This is grammar rule. For
command.
Let's do الفعل المضارع. Or yes, الأمر. الفعل الأمر. Command.
Okay.
Or we can say I wanna change the title a little bit so that you can, it's easy for you. So we say فعل أمر. فعل أمر. So this is فعل فعل أمر. فعل أمر. So, and instead of saying الفعل الماضي, we say فعل ماضي. فعل ماضي, because that's what we would be using, saying فعل ماضي. So let's change it. فعل ماضي. فعل فعل ماضي. فعل ماضي. فعل ماضي. فعل مضارع. That one is not مبني. معرب. معرب. So we say it's معرب. I'm sorry, that's فعل أمر. It is مبني على السكون. مبني على السكون. So the فعل أمر is مبني على السكون. مبني على السكون. You got it? For example, السلام عليكم. الله يجزيك خير. الله يجزيك خير يا رب. For example, العب. For example, العب. Can I say العبوا? Why aren't you taking notes? Do you say العبوا? Do you say العبوا? Do you say العبوا or العبا? Do you have the spelling test?
We test it.
Anybody has his or her spelling test? Okay. So, العبوا or العبا or العبي or العب.
العب.
العب. That's right, because it's مبني على السكون, built on سكون. So, built on سكون. Built on سكون. Built on سكون. So we can say, for example, إزرع. You know the word زرع means what? Farm or plant. Either farm or plant. So when I say إزرع means farm. I'm ordering you to farm. So we have to say, for example, another example is Ezra. Ezra. Comma in Arabic is like that. This is the comma in Arabic. It's upside down of the comma in English.
Comma.
Wait,
where?
This is comma here.
It looks like it, because then you would mistake the comma as a well sometimes, especially if you write a little small. So therefore, the comma is upside down. Or that's how I look at it.
Okay.
Wait,
so. So now,
I don't think we should assign workbook pages today.
Why?
Next week. Because not a lot of people are going to get them back.
Why? I recorded all of them.
A lot of people are absent.
I recorded all of them.
Yeah, I know, but
he's
not
going to
get them back. This person's
absent. But he will get it back because he's absent. And get it with a zero, and then he can make it up. Can make it up. Okay. Now, how about al-fi'l al-mudari'? Is it mabni or mu'rab? Al-fi'l al-mudari'. Mabni or mu'rab? الفعل المضارع is معرب. فعل المضارع is معرب.
What does the star mean?
Huh?
The star means that you should show me that you actually looked over it. Because that means you've already done it. I know you guys haven't, like, you didn't get new workbooks because you weren't allowed to. But try to do something else. Like, do translations. Do something. Show me that you actually worked on it.
Or erase it and do it again. Okay, so how about the... What's the grammar rule for فعل مضارع? فعل مضارع is present. فعل مضارع is present. This one is past. And this one is command. فعل مضارع is present. So, فعل مضارع is present. So it's not مبني. If we say مبني, then we say no. No, it's not مبني. It is معرب. It is معرب. معرب, صح. What is the difference between مبني and معرب? Huh?
Oh.
Go ahead.
Yes,
mabni can't change, like built, like building, really. It's a building. And mu'rab is can change. Now, mu'rab okay. Mabni, no. Mu'rab, yes. Mu'rab, by the way, coming from the word Arabi. When you do i'rab, you do Arabi grammar. You see, mu'rab from Arabic. So the word mu'rab. It is from Arabic. It came from the word Arabic. عربي. عربي. So عربي gives معرب. عربي. So
I have a question on the present. So if the verb is present, then what do you actually put?
Yes, that's what we'll be learning that now. So the present, it's معرب, not مبني. So it is معرب. Okay, معرب. I don't know. معرب is, you know, the English translation of معرب. معرب. So معرب means, see, in the معرب we have four forms of معرب. We have مرفوع. We have منصوب. We have مجرور. We have مجرور. And we have مجزوم. مجزوم. Okay? So we have four forms. I'm going to explain them again today, because I explained it last time, but I'll explain it again today. So, مرفوع, منصوب, مجرور, مجزوم. Four إعرابs. So how many I'rab do we have? I have four forms of I'rab. How many forms of I'rab we have?
Four.
So we have four forms of I'rab. Four forms on I'rab. I'm going to repeat it. Mansub or Majd. Mansub. Four forms of I'rab. And the فعل مضارع is مرفوع. This is the right answer. You see? So, فعل مضارع, present tense, is always, not always, but it is مرفوع. Mostly مرفوع. You can say always مرفوع for now. مرفوع, منصوب, منصوب. Second form is منصوب. And مجرور, مجزوم. While we're working with Arabic grammar, we repeat those so many times until you really get memorized it until, yes, until to be weld in your head like this thing.
That's fine.
How would you say
how do you say what? Eat kol. Because we have two hamzas. So if I pronounce it the way you said, I'm going to say it kol. It. Arabs don't like it. So they say kol. They remove both of them and say kol. Kol. So akana is kol. This is just a special case because it starts with hamza. Hol. No. We have 5 minutes left, so hold yourself. You got it? So, marfu' means for single noun, if I say Muhammad, so marfu' is Muhammadu. That is marfu', Muhammadu. So marfu' has dhamma on it. Has what? Marfu' has what?
Dhamma.
Marfu' has what? Dhamma on it. Mansub has what? Fatha. So Muhammada. Muhammada. Majroor means Muhammadi. Yes, Muhammadi. And majzum means Muhammad sukun. So, let me write it again. Nicely. So that's mu. Muhammadu or Muhammadun. So this is Muhammada or Muhammadan. And this is Muhammadi or Muhammadin. Let's remove this. Let's just make it Muhammad. And this is Muhammad. That's it. There's no tanween for sukun. There is no tanween for sukun. Can I get you to sit here? Bring your stuff. You got it? So, Muhammadu or Muhammadun. That's an example of marfu'. Muhammadu or Muhammadun. Muhammadu or Muhammadun. Got it?
Yeah.
And then Muhammada or Muhammadan. Muhammada or Muhammadan. Muhammadi or Muhammadin. Is majzoom. I'm sorry, majroor. And then Muhammad, that's one form. There's no tanween. There's no tanween in it. Right? There is
really?
No tanween. Yeah. There's no tanween in majzum.
Wait, is that sukun?
Yes, sukun.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So sukun. This is called tanween. This is called tanween. So this is tanween. This is tanween. And this is tanween. All of these are tanweens. You got it? All right. So, let me explain when you get tanween, when you don't get tanween. And then we continue the grammar. Actually, let's finish the فعل مستقبل.
One more.
Yes. The other one is فعل مستقبل. فعل مستقبل. فعل مستقبل. Which is فعل مستقبل is seen plus فعل مضارع. I'm going to come. I'm going to explain it to you. If you add seen before the فعل مضارع, then it becomes مستقبل. For example, here. For example, يلعب سيلعب. So, يلعب it becomes سيلعب.
But then it can't work for people's names, right? Like then, for Muhammad, it's
Samuhammad. It doesn't make any sense that you have a name for in the future.
Yeah, because it's a verb. That's just example.
This is just example. So, okay. So, سيلعب يلعب. So, whenever you have. Just add seen. Same rules as, and then same rules as فعل مضارع. Same rules as فعل مضارع. Same exact rules. Whatever rules apply here, it applies there. And then last but not least, there is فعل أمر مستقبل.
What's that?
Just I command you in the future.
Oh.
Future command.
What, then when would you use future command in a sentence? Like clean up.
Play tomorrow. Clean up your room tonight. So I don't want you to do it now, I want you to do it later. So it's like, clean up your room tonight.
Clean your bathroom.
Yes. Do your homework tomorrow. You got it? So that's future command, which is فعل أمر مستقبل. فعل أمر مستقبل.
Oh, how are you guys doing?
This is فعل أمر مستقبل. It is seen plus فعل مضارع. So basically, same rules.
Wait,
of فعل مضارع.
Wait,
Well, if it doesn't make sense, just ask a question,
or be like, okay, this actually,
doesn't
make sense. Yeah. No, because whatever.
What could you do? Just a second. I know I'm amazing at everything.
Okay, go ahead.
So, does anybody have a pen?
The rule is not like it's not فعل مضارع. The rule is the rules are same as فعل أمر. فعل أمر.
Can you take a picture of it?
Yes, I'm going to take a picture of it.
How do you know the verb after the present?
Which is مبني على السكون. This is مبني على السكون. And that's it. Sure, huh? Same like the command verb.
Okay. You're in this thing second period, right?
Right, yes. So
عارفين
فرشوش
الا لما
امبارح الساعه 4
خلصت
خلينا
بس
يروحوا على فعل امر مبني على السكون فعل ماضي مبني على الفتح فعل مضارع مرفوع فعل مستقبل زي فعل المضارع فعل امر مستقبل زي فعل الماضي
على الويب
سايت صح بس دول مع اكزامبل
I'm going to go to teach
This is a cute teacher.
Where did Adam go?
I am right here. Thanks for teaching me. All right.
Shabina is sick.
Okay.
Shabina's going home.
Shabina. I said Sabrina.